Ned Hancock. I'm a board member with CRDF and am chairing the communications subcommittee. We're currently in the final stages of developing our communication plan, which the board actually approved at our meeting today. That's going to incorporate three or four key elements. One of the key elements is we're going to revamp our website. We're going to try to make it extremely user-friendly. We're going to try to be able to link publications or summaries of some of the research projects that we've got that would be a specific interest to growers and or allow growers to research topic that we have and make it a little more friendly for them to pull those up. We're also going to try to pull in all of our citrus agents that work through the Extension Service and get them engaged and involved to where they'll understand what the projects are, what our topics are, the progress that's being made, and can communicate that back into their individual grower groups and into their communities so that they are another resource for growers to be able to use to be on the front end of what the research is showing. Hopefully, by engaging with those extension people, they'll also feel more part of the process and feel more invested and therefore be able to, you know, stay up to date on where we are and what we have going on. There's a couple of other things that we're also going to be trying to make sure that we do, and one is in, you know, communicating with the folks in Tallahassee and our legislature that have a vested interest in this, as every year we're asking them for more and more money. So we're going to try to make sure that those key players are aware of the effect that their dollars are having and how they're going a long way towards making us, you know, a little bit more viable in our industry. There are, you know, a few other things that we're going to do. You're going to see more presentations in conjunction with our board meetings. You're going to see, as we travel throughout the state, we're going to try to let the growers provide feedback as to what information they'd like to get and then be able to provide that timely to them in conjunction with various board meetings and have the individual researchers available for questions and answers and presentations. All in all, what we're trying to do is make sure if there's any information that a grower's looking for, that we're trying to get it to them in a format that is easy for them to access and meaningful. We'll see how we do in our first year and hopefully we'll continue to get good feedback, and it'll be a work in progress. If growers still think they're not getting information, we're going to try to point to two or three things that they just have chosen not to participate in. We can't force them to read the information. We can't force them to go to the website. We can't force them to go to a meeting. But if we make this information available at every opportunity that we can, we feel like we've at least held up our end of the deal.
About the extension agents, that's an excellent idea. One fellow board member said they've approached the agents in the past and they couldn't even come up with their transportation money to come to meetings, but I think you indicated CRDF may be able to help the extension agents out in that regard.
Yeah, we're going to have some budget capacity for them to assist them with travel, and we anticipate that as they request meetings in their specific area, maybe with certain researchers or certain people, that we'll have to fund some of that as well. It's not a significant amount of money, and we would. I'm surprised that we have not been doing it in the past, but we will. You know, we're going to start that. The whole key is the information only provides value if you have the information. So we're going to try to make sure that everybody's got that information and can put it to use, because we think then it will become more refined and it may lead to, you know, something positive.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.